We are beginning a series today that will carry us through the month of April. And I'm saying this at the very top of our time together because if you're visiting with us or maybe for the first time, I don't want you to miss out on parts 2, 3, 4, and 5. Today we're going to talk about being a more than a conqueror, conquering death with life. And if you ever have a problem with doubt, have you ever doubted things in life? Well, next week, we're going to look at what it means to conquer over doubt with trust. The week following that, is anyone here a worrier? Hands for you worriers. Put them up, all of you worriers. Well, in 3 weeks, we're going to look what it's like to be a conqueror over worry with truth. And then we're going to look at how to conquer over fear of. And then Pastor Charles will close out the series the last Sunday in April about being conquerors over guilt with forgiveness. So some great Sundays coming up, so don't think you're welcome to keep coming if you're visiting this morning. We'd love to have you. Eternal life is offered to all. Christ has been raised from the dead. He is the first of the great all who have died. So you see, just as death came into the world through one man, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man. Just as everyone dies because we all belong to him, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. But there's an order to this resurrection. Christ, who was raised as the first of the harvest, then all who believe in Christ will be raised when he comes back. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death. And the law gives sin its power. But thanks be to God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, hey, kids, can I have you guys come up here? All of you that consider yourself kids, elementary age and younger, come on up. Just have a seat any place up here. Come on. All of you kids, come up here. Hey, look at me. The parents know what you look like already. Turn around. Come on up. Come on, we even have a bunny in our midst this morning. A couple bunnies. Don't let our beagle see you. Any other kids that want to come up? Hey, some of you guys were in our Bible discussion this morning. We were talking about what I just read. And we were talking about how sin has a power over each one of us. And when we sin, what happens? Yes. Okay, so do you guys understand that we're all sinners? Is there anyone that's never sinned before? Zachary, if you lean back, buddy, that whole thing's going to go. So just be careful. You can sit there just like that. Perfect. So Jesus never sinned, but we all have sinned, haven't we? Yeah. Have you guys ever done anything wrong?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us what it was? No, I didn't think so.
No.
But this month, through the month of April, we've also been talking about each month one of the one another's. And there's a one another that we're going to look at for the rest of this month. And guess what it is? Telling other people the sins you've committed. How many of you guys are excited about that? You are? Let me ask the parents. How many of you parents are excited about telling someone else about your sin? No one's hands going up? Well, you know why that's important? Because there's many Bible verses say that confess your sins to one another and you will be healed. There's something special about when we are able to tell a confident person that we know, that loves us, that is just as guilty as we are, that we've had a problem, and that helps us move past that. You know, the greatest thing that's ever happened, boys and girls, is that Jesus Christ died for all those sins that we've committed. He went to the cross. And because of his death, anyone that believes in him can have life everlasting. Lena, is there something important?
Something I've done wrong was when I was a baby, I kicked my mom in the face before.
No.
Yeah, but I don't know if you meant to do that, did you? Did you say, I'm going to kick my mom in the face?
I'm going to kick
you. No. So anyhow, what's up, guys? But you know what Easter's all about? We wouldn't have a reason to celebrate Easter if there wasn't a day called Good Friday, the day that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. But you know what happens on Easter? Jesus is death. Now, he's the only one able to ever conquer death. Jesus died, but in his power, in the power of the Spirit, he came back to life. And the moment that any believes in Jesus, several things happen. Our sins are forgiven. And then the next thing that you have to be aware of is that the Holy Spirit now lives inside of us, lives inside of everyone that believes in Jesus. We're not going to take questions right now, okay? Just listen up. And then the moment that any one of us would die, and guess what? Every one of us is going to die one day. But if you know Jesus when you die, life really begins and you will live. So the most important thing for every one of us to ever have done or to do in our life is to first to believe in Jesus as our Savior. He's the only one that can take our sin from us. And then secondly, is to look for him so others would know also the importance of having a relationship with Jesus. And when we know Jesus, you never have to worry about dying because you will live forever. And that's what the empty tomb means for us on Easter Sunday, that for all who believe in Jesus, they too will live just like Jesus lives today. Isn't that pretty good news? It's pretty good news. So throughout the rest of the message today, I want you to listen because I'm going to help everyone understand a little bit more what we all must do in order to also never die but to live forever. Thanks for coming up here. Thanks for listening. And because you guys came up, if it's okay with your parents, I have a whole new stash of candy in my candy drawer. Not now. Because I know what it's like to have kids on candy, and I'll let you go home with your parents like that instead.
Okay.
So, if it's okay, my office, and then you can have a couple pieces of candy for Easter. All right? I'll let you know afterwards. You'll find out after church. Go on back there. There's no chocolate eggs. So because of Jesus Christ, church, eternal life is offered to all. It's an opportunity that no one has to miss out on. But see, there's a certainty for all of our lives. Death is certain. Everyone will face death. Scripture tells us, for it is for all to die. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. These mortal bodies that we live in will not last forever. Maybe you've experienced it. As the older I've gotten, I understand that a little bit more. It seemed like when I was younger, I would think, oh, I can go on and go on and go on. But the older we get, we have this understanding a little bit more of the frailties, and that indeed we aren't going to be able to remain in these mortal bodies for eternity. We will all die. Now, for you theologians out there, apart from gathering up with the church, we will die physically. But as you understand, there is a time that Jesus will return in the clouds to gather those of us that believe in him to take us to heaven. Maybe some of us will be alive when that day happens. But apart from the gathering of the church, we will face death. Death is a certainty. However, for those who belong to Jesus, the conqueror of death, death can be conquered with life. See, Jesus is greater than death, for he conquered death. It was written that the Christ, who is the Messiah, should suffer again from the dead on the third day. Millions and millions of people have entered this life, and there came a day that they also entered death. Those who had never turned to Jesus, to death, death wins. And they're eternally separated from God in his love. For those who have turned to Jesus prior to death, death has no power over you, because you become a conqueror over death, because death has nothing more than a shadow that leads to eternity with Almighty God. Jesus is the only conqueror of death. Jesus conquered death, and those that belong to him are conquerors over death as well. God has given us eternal life, has offered eternal life to all, and this life is in the Son, Jesus Christ. Whoever has the Son, a relationship with them personally, has a new life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. These things are written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, in order that you may know that you have eternal life. So when he conquered death, he gave death the death sentence for all time. Through his victorious resurrection, there's no fear of people who belong to Jesus Christ. Those that belong to Jesus Christ are those who have confessed him as their Lord and Savior, who have proclaimed him as their Lord and Savior, who do more than just understand in their head, but at some point in their life, they have said, this is my heart. I believe here, and you have made me a new person. You have transferred me from a life of death to a life of eternal life that will never end. You know, everyone has the opportunity to conquer death. Everyone has been given the chance to have a life that will never end. There is nobody exempt from the work that Jesus performed on the cross and leaving the grave empty. For his sacrifice on the cross to pay for our sin, his power that brought him out of the grave to defeat death is for all mankind, is for everyone who's ever taken a breath in this life. It's estimated that every 5 seconds, someone dies. And at least 2 people have just died. 3. 4, 5, and over 50% of just died in death. It says 2.5 of the 5 people, that's a real good average, isn't it? Die eternal death, separated from God. But that doesn't have to be so. Because death is not victorious. Life is victorious. Life is available for all who would believe. Jesus conquered death. Death no longer has power over life. Life is what's offered to all who believe. See, death is the result of sin. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin entered the world through one man, Adam, and because of that, we are all sinners. But God provided the remedy, God provided the answer, gave us the ability to not die, but to have life everlasting, and that's through a relationship with the one who conquered death, who gave death the death sentence that is no longer has power over life. For the sin of one man caused death to rule over all, but even God is grace. God is greater. In his wonderful grace, he has given the gift of righteousness for all who would receive and live in a life that's triumphant over death through the one man, his only son, Jesus Christ. See, in order to understand and be able to be a conqueror over death, we have to do our part. Because don't get me wrong, everything's been cared for already through Jesus Christ. He took all of our sin. His blood shed, and through his blood, he washed away the sins of the world. And even you today, if you are here and you've never placed your faith in Jesus, let me tell you some good news. You've already been forgiven. The sacrifice of Jesus on the cross has given forgiveness and offered forgiveness to all people. But we have to do our part. You can't work to get it. Be good enough to receive it. You can't just even attend church to receive the power to conquer death and have life. You must confess. You must have an ability, and you must come from say, I believe Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. And that God raised him from the dead. And Paul tells us in the book of Romans, for it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it's by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. So what's this being saved all about? Several things. And I don't have the time to tell you everything, but you are saved. You're given a new life. Scripture tells us that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So when you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you are saved. You are saved from a life of flesh that's condemned to death, and born anew in the life of the spirit that's conquered death. And you gain eternal life. You're transferred from death to life. Your sin has been removed from you because of the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross. The Holy Spirit now lives in you because he's the one that brings you this new life. He takes residence within your temple. And the Spirit is a seal upon you for the rest of your life. Your name is in God's book of life. And what's written in God's book of life remains in God's book of life. So the offer is for all. But your part is a sin I had to do in 1981. I had to confess and to believe so that my life would be transferred from death to life. That my sins would be transferred self to Jesus. That my flesh would be gone and my new life would begin through the birth of the Holy Spirit in me. There's no other way to live. There's no other way to conquer death but by Jesus. Have you ever seen or heard of people that have all these great plans for their funeral service? You know, they have all this planned, and everyone's supposed to carry it out because they're no longer there. They're dead. My grandfather had these great plans when he died. And some of you have shared this story. My grandfather lived his whole life growing up not believing or confessing or ever saying that he knew Jesus Christ. And actually, as a child, I remember my grandfather always telling, I can't wait to die and go to hell and have a party with all my friends. He would say, I can't wait to die, go to hell, and have a party with all my friends. There's many people that would never say that publicly or out loud. But many people don't understand death apart from Jesus Christ. My grandfather had one thing right about his statement. Apart from Jesus Christ, you are going to die and go to hell. Period. It won't be a party. And you will care less what friends are there. But to all who believe upon Jesus Christ, they become more than conquerors over death and the grave. and they're offered eternal life that will never end. Jesus did all the work. Our part is a life of faith. Through Jesus, who is the resurrection, who is the conqueror of death forevermore, for all who confess him and believe in him as Lord, you too become a conqueror over death through Jesus Christ and will be resurrected forevermore. Now, the other side of the story with my grandfather is on his deathbed. He had Alzheimer's for the last 10 years of his life. And he couldn't remember. He wouldn't talk anymore. His Alzheimer's was so bad that he quit smoking at the last five years of his life and said he never smoked a cigarette in his whole life. But as a kid, he at 2 years old, he lit a cigarette on the back of the potbelly stove when he stole one from his mom. But laying in his hospital bed, we pray that he would understand, as long as there's still breath in his lungs, there's still an opportunity for him to conquer death with life. And that Saturday evening in February of 1988, my grandfather, in the simplicity of what he could understand and communicate it, said, "I believe Jesus as my Savior." And at that moment, death was off his map. Life was given for eternity for him. And that's the same for everyone who believes. We have a biblical illustration of that in Scripture. When Jesus was crucified, one of the thieves on the cross next to him said, "I believe in you. Remember me when you go to your Father." Jesus looked at him and said, "I will see you in paradise. You will be with me." You see, it's belief, it's faith. It's turning from what you've known and done, turning to one who has done everything for you, Jesus Christ. You can't work hard enough to defeat death. You can't be good enough to defeat death, come to church enough to defeat death. The only way to defeat death is through a relationship with the conqueror of death. And when you have a relationship with the conqueror of death, you become death and receive eternal life that will never end. The power of God that raised Jesus from the dead is the only cure for sin and death. When death concluded its work by killing Jesus, God's resurrecting power stepped in and revived him back to life. Thereby, God provides life that is stronger than death to all who believe in Jesus. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus Christ from the dead also give life to your mortal bodies through a spirit who lives in you. There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. So on this Easter morning, the question is, are you a conqueror? Are you a conqueror over death? Or does death still have its hold on you? The opportunity for everyone. This is mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing enough to wrap your mind around God sending Jesus to earth. Do you agree with that? It's hard to wrap your mind around the love of God. Greatly said, "I'm going to show you how much I love you because my son's going to die for you." That's hard in our human mind to really hold on to. But I will tell you, it's just hard to understand that which was once dead is alive because he is the King. He is the Savior. He is God, and he holds the keys to life everlasting. Nothing can hold him in the grave. That's true for all of us when we believe in Jesus Christ. Don't let another day go by. Don't let another minute go by. None of us know the moment of our death, but we can be assured we will die. And we must be ready, because either at death's door, when you enter death, you either enter paradise with your Savior and your life actually begins forevermore, or you enter life separated to never experience the transforming power again, but in total separation and agony in hell for eternity. And in God's amazing grace, he's offered it to everyone. You don't have to be your age. You don't need to be anything but one that has breath in your lungs, created in the likeness of God, in need of a Savior, to say, Jesus, today I confess you as my Savior. I believe that God raised you from the dead, and I thank you for my salvation and the ability to conquer death with everlasting life. Would you pray with me? Father, as your there also demands a response on all of our parts. Because now each one of us in this room have been told the answer for life, have been told the answer to sin. We have been given the understanding from you through your word what each one of us is responsible to do with our life. So it's a time of decision. It's a time to say, yes, Jesus, I confess you as Lord and Savior. I believe God raised you from the dead. Thank you for my salvation through you. Thank you for taking my sin and paying the price. Thank you for defeating death that I may conquer death and have life evermore. Or you just simply say, I'll still figure it out on my own. I don't think that's the only way. Well, let me tell you, people every day are searching for the way to have peace in their soul. People every day are searching for the way for the answer for life. People every day are fearing death because they don't know what stands before them after death. But those who have chosen to place in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they aren't worried about death. Yeah, no one wants to die, but there's not a fear because they know life is forever with him. So if you're here this morning, I invite you to make a choice. I invite you to choose Jesus in life everlasting over death and eternal separation. And if you're here this morning and you've not ever made that choice, I invite you to make it right where you're seated. And how you do that is simply by saying a prayer or just talking to your Father, but more than from what you know in your head or what I just said, but it's the desire of your heart. And you say, Father, today I make a choice to believe in Jesus and I confess him as Savior. I know you raised him from the dead. Thank you for taking my sin from me and forgiving me. And thank you now for giving me life forevermore. If you made that decision, if you said a prayer like that, welcome to the family of God, because guess what? You now can be assured that you will not die, but you'll live forevermore. you will also be a conqueror over death like Jesus was the conqueror over death. You shall live forevermore, and that's a reason to celebrate and rejoice. Casey's going to lead a song, and there are a few folks this morning that are planning to be baptized. And before I go and get ready also, and you kids can, if you're going to be baptized, you can get ready. Baptism, for those of you that may not know, I just want to share with this. I wasn't playing now, I think the Spirit just put in my heart. Baptism isn't even a way for you to come. Baptism is an act of obedience. Baptism is you saying, I identify. Baptism is saying, I've placed my faith in Jesus, and I am not going to die, but I will live forevermore because of Jesus. Baptism is an act of obedience. Baptism is what our Savior did. He was baptized, and his Father said, I am well pleased in you, my son. People that are baptized are saying, I'm a disciple. And a disciple is one that says, I'm a follower. And a follower is one who says, I have turned to Jesus. And one who has turned to Jesus has said, I've placed my faith in Jesus for my work. My sins have been forgiven. And I too death with everlasting life. So as those are being baptized here in a few moments, that's what they're saying to us. That's what they're declaring today. They're going to get wet, but that's not. Salvation is found in no other name but Jesus Christ. Let the words of this song and this ministry and this time of proclamation be a ministry to you. And allow the Holy Spirit, I ask you, this time, to let the Spirit search your own heart. Where are you at in relationship? You may have been a believer early on in life, but it's just been one of these lives that our life needs to count for him.